You've been on my mind, oh sister. We're two of a kind, so sister. I'm keeping my eyes on you. I bet you think I don't know nothing about singing the blues, but oh sister, have I got news for you? I'm something. I hope you think that you're something too. The sun's going down. Oh, but trust me, no lowlife's gonna run me around. So let me tell you something, sister. Remember your name, no twister. Gonna steal your stuff away, my sister. We sure ain't got a whole lot of time.
Yeah. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and it has been a full 4 weeks since I've been here. I think it's been 4 weeks. Maybe it's been 6 weeks. What I do know is that 2 weeks ago, I was like eating tacos, shocker, on my way to do my show. And I got a call from the station, and there was like some sort of technical glitch, which, let me tell you, I was like bummed because I was like, I got to do my show, which I don't dislike doing, but it was on like game 7 of the World Series. Like it was like at the same time. Anyways, long story short is I was like, so you're saying I don't have to come in? And they're like, no, kind of, if you don't, that's okay. And I'm like, really? I can like watch the final game in which my, you know, Indians lost to the Cubs. Ugh. But regardless, it was a great game. Rajay Davis there. And I want to say the 7th inning, 2-shot homer. I think it was 2-shot. Anyways, 3. Maybe it was 3. Doesn't matter. The point of the matter is that it's been a long time since I've been here. And yeah, I'm kind of like feeling pretty rusty. So anyways, the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It is dark, dark, dark and dreary. And I've been hibernating and going to bed at like 9:48 and just trying to like exist, trying to stay conscious. I don't know, this sad that exists in my mind is not good. I don't know. I love it when people are like, oh, you have sad, like seasonal affective disorder. And I'm like, you don't? Like, doesn't everybody? like, because I teach high school and some of these kids are like, oh no, I love it like this. And I'm like, shut up. Just, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that you derive joy when I feel so much pain and like, you know, torture. But enough of that. Let's be positive. That was Sonic Avenues. They are an awesome band. They are out of Montreal. That song is called Lost and Found, and it's potentially, maybe, probably my most favorite Canadian song. From their album released 2 years ago, it's called Mistakes, on Dirtnap Records. Yes, these guys are out of Montreal. And yes, sirree, Bob. That's the story there. Now, my show is all Canadian music. I'm here until 8 o'clock, so keep listening. Yeah, and Fashionism. I don't think I've played these guys too much lately. I kind of burned out us all on Fashionism. I would play them nonstop, which is great because there's nothing wrong with Fashionism. There's everything right about them. They are maybe my favorite local band. They are. I love them. I love them so much. So Fashionism, if you have been living under a rock, consists of Alex Angel on drums. You've got Josh Nickel on guitar. You've got Robin, the beautiful Robin, on bass. And you have, who do you have? The lead singer, of course, is, oh my God, why is his name escaping me? I do this all the time. I'm like so funny. Oh my God, what's wrong with me? Jeffrey McCloy. I do this all the time. I'm on a roll. And then there's something about the like radio, and then I sometimes just seriously blank out. Anyways, Jeffrey McCloy, of course. Jeffrey McCloy, who has had so much success in other bands as well as Fashionism, such as, I don't know, the Newtown Animals, you know, on and on. The Transmitters, of course. So he's the lead singer in Fashionism, and they play a fair amount locally. And yeah, Jeffrey's the best front man you could ever experience. Like, I dare you to go to a show and say I didn't have a good time, because you won't. It won't happen unless you're a big liar. So anyways, I'm going to play something off of their newish. Yeah, it's a new 7-inch. It's called Subculture Suicide. We're going to hear, we'll hear the title track of that, okay? So let's get that going. And I don't know if there's anything else really to tell you that's pressing. Pressing, get it? Pressing records? Okay, whatever. Yeah, except this here is Fashionism on CITR 101.9. Why is it not working? Oh, come on. My thing's not working now. Maybe we won't listen to Subculture. Let me try it again. Subculture Suicide. Are you going to work for me? And the answer is, come on, I just clicked the link. Let's go, Subculture Suicide. Come on, here we go. Let me try it again, folks. We're good. Oh, hold on. I think it will work. Yes, we are in business. No, it just now did not. It stopped working. Okay, we're not going to hear that song. Let me try it again. Let's go to the classic. Let's go to their first 7-inch, which is, you can't go wrong with, Where Have All the Rock and Roll Girls Gone? That's what we're going to hear. It should work. I'm going to hit play. Yes, this is a good one. Fashionism on the CITR.
They were queens.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And yes, my name is Anita B. And yes, this is a Canadian music show. However, I really love the OCs. And they're playing very soon here in town. And it's sold out. And I'm really bummed. And it's my show. And I can play whatever I want. So I decided to kind of go down into the States. I think they're from California. I'm almost sure they're from San Francisco. The OCs, we heard the song Toe Cutter from their record released 3 years ago, Thumb Buster. And if you've never seen the OCs, you have to go. Actually, don't go. Don't go. I'm going to try to get tickets myself, maybe on Craigslist for this show coming up. Let me see. I can tell you the date. I have it here. It's November 26th. It's at the Rickshaw. And that's where I saw them. The first time I saw them was at the Rickshaw, maybe about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And I was like blown utterly away. And then I saw them, I want to say last year, like a year and a half ago, at my favorite venue, which is the Imperial. That place is so good. If you get a chance to see a band at the Imperial, do it. So they're coming up. All right. I have to see. Now, if anyone has any tickets they want to sell me, I'm so down. All right. The OCs. Okay, before that, as I told you previously, we heard Fashionism. We heard two from those guys. We heard the song Breaking Out, as well as Where Have All the Rock and Roll Girls Gone, off their 7-inch entitled Smash the State with Your Face. Now, that one was put out by Hosehead Records, and Patrick, he's your local Hosehead, yeah, and there you go. The time is 6:51, and yeah, I'm here until 8. Okay, so back to the Canadian music, because that's sort of my job, and I'm going to play us something. I haven't played these guys in a while. Oh, the Spinoffs, look at that. I'm going to play the Spinoffs for us. You can find them on Bandcamp. They do exist there. Now, I think I'm going to play something. Oh, they've got Street Stars Volume 1, Volume 2. And I'm going to play us Mo Honey, Mo Problems. Oh, boy. I laugh because a good friend of mine, Justin Bernal, a.k.a. Justin White, was the lead singer of the Spinoffs. And they're three-piece. Scott Superficial, who was a bass player, and then Matt Dander was the drummer. And I laugh because if anybody knows Justin, you can't not be in his presence and laugh, because he's a very funny person. Very, very, very cutting. Very cutting, very sarcastic. When I first met this guy, I was actually jamming in a band with him. I was drumming, and he was on bass. And I really thought, I couldn't figure this guy out. I was like, do I hate him or do I love him? I kind of wasn't sure. I actually had to ask a common friend. I was like, is this guy, like, is he awful? I think he's, and then this girl's like, oh no, he's like totally the best. You're going to love Justin. I was like, really? Because I don't know. I think I might not like him. Turns out I love the guy. He's like one of my favorite people. And he's going to be a dad too. Anyways, enough about Justin. So let's just hear his music. Let's hear from their, 2006 release? So like 10 years ago. The song is Mo Honey, Mo Problems. Yeah, here we go. It's from the record entitled Street Rock Stars, Volume 2. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
To pay you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right, that was none other than the Heartbreakers, which of course features Johnny Thunders. We heard Chinese Rock. Now, hold on. Do I have this correct? Is it Chinese Rock or Chinese Rocks? Now, the Ramones did the same song, but I think they did it without the S, if I'm not mistaken. Anyways, that comes from their album entitled... what I have it right here. Do I have it here? LAMF. That's it, of course. Like a motherfucker. Like a motherfucker. Correct. Okay, good. The Heartbreakers. Now, before that, we heard the Spinoffs, the local band, the Spinoffs, with Mo Honey, Mo Problems from Street Rock Stars Volume 2. But now let's get to the weather, because that's important, right, guys? It is 6:58. I'm here for another hour, and let's take a look at what we have in store, you know, meteorologically. Okay, so today is what, Wednesday? I don't know. That's awful. It's currently 7 degrees. That's actually pretty cold. I mean, because it seemed to be pretty mild there up until just recently, and then it just seems like we got a cold snap. But, look at this. As I say that, it says, conditions ripe to bring healthy amounts of snow to B.C., so there you go. So the overnight low for us being Wednesday, overnight low is 5. And then we get into Thursday tomorrow with a high of only 7. So it's going to be pretty chilly. So 7 and light rain. Then we move into Friday with a high of 8 with a mix of sun and clouds. And then the weekend, folks, is looking very November-like. So light rain, Saturday and Sunday with highs of 9 and then 10. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is your Vancouver forecast from me, Anita B. All right, so what do I have else to play for us here? I know what I have. Dead Ghosts. Yes, we're going to hear some Dead Ghosts. These guys have been around Vancouver for a while. I want to say probably, I don't know. I'm guessing. What year are we in, 2016? I don't even know anymore. I actually have lost track of, I don't even know what. Time just has been going by so fast that I'm just like, what? Is it really 2016? Like, it seemed like it was 2009, but okay. So I'm thinking these guys have been around, I don't know, at least five-ish, seven-ish years ago. Excuse me, I have to cough. But let's go to my favorite record, which is called Can't Get No. This one is so great. 2000, so it was released in 2013 on Burger Records, and these guys are a four-piece, a bunch of guys. That's what you got. Four dudes out of Vancouver. And let's hear, oh God, Rocky Said. That's such a good song. Such a good song. So let's go to Dead Ghosts. They're so garagey. They're so great. And that's all I need to tell you, I suppose. The station, other than the station, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
in the sky. Said, are you freedom mind? Oh, are you freedom mind? Oh, we're young and fire.
Letting up the sky.
Sweet drug or not, a rocket, rocket launch. My home is the holy high, so glow in the sky. Set on your freedom.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Oh, Hollywood racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's the biggest musical competition in the country.
CITR is hosting our 33rd annual Shindig. It's a battle of the bands at Pat's Pub every Tuesday night.
We've curated 27 rad bands to compete for the title.
Who will take the crown from last year's winners late spring? Come to find out. At this year's Shindig, there'll be fun facts for beers.
Thanks to this year's sponsors, AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder, Vader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print.
Come out to Shindig this Tuesday, November 22nd, to see Mirepoix, Class Act, and Villain Villain.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that, of course, is Bikini Kill. If you've never seen the movie, what is it? Oh, my God. It's all about Kathleen Hanna. The Punk Singer. That's what it's called. The Punk Singer. You have to. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen. If you like rock documentaries, you know, that whole genre, it's the best of them all. It follows Bikini Kill and Kathleen Hanna and the entire Riot Grrrl movement out of Olympia. And it's must-see. It's a must-see sort of event if you're a music person. Like, I just adored it. I learned so much, and I just enjoyed it so much. Other than just, like, you know, factual information, you know, it's awesome watching them perform. They're so good. I never saw Bikini Kill way back in the day, but I did see La Tigra, and that was killer. That's Kathleen Hanna's band, I believe, right after Bikini Kill. Well, there's Julie Ruin in there as well, but I saw La Tigra, I want to say around 2000, right around the turn of the century, in Detroit at the Magic Stick. Oh, it was great. I had such a good time. So anyways, there you go. Now, my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the focus is Canadian music. However, sometimes I get a little, I don't know, cabin fever-esque Canadian. I don't know. I'm just like, I'm going over the border, right, folks? I mean, I'm almost always sticking to my, you know, my Canadian music, but, you know, there we go. I threw a little Bikini Kill in there before. A little Bikini Kill in there for us. Whew. I've had a long, long day. If I'm tripping over my words, if I'm talking really fast, it's been a long, tough day of teaching. Folks, I taught hard today. I've never taught harder in my entire life. And I had, speaking of rebel girl, I had some rebel boys today. Grade 9 boys that were driving me bonkers. Second period, right before lunch too. And the hammer came down. Oh man, detentions, boys. And so of course they had to stay after school, write a paragraph. I don't even know. I was just like, write a paragraph about how you're going to improve your behavior in my class. Anyways, that was just like the tip of the iceberg. It was just like one of those days that just did not stop. Like my computer broke. Like my computer just fried or something. The computer that has all of my PowerPoints, everything in it. I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to act out this next lesson. We will have no visuals. So that's how my day went. I don't even know if it's fixable. I was so exhausted by the end of the day. And I had kids staying in and kids taking tests and whatever. I was just like dying. And then I'm like, oh, okay, it's black, pitch black out. I have kids and I had to pick them up and get them fed and then make my way all the way out as far west as you can go in this city, I guess, which is known as the peninsula that UBC sits on, which is where I'm at right now. And I'm just dead exhausted. But you know what? Sometimes I'm tired and I'm like, I don't really want to do my show because it's a lot of driving and it's through traffic. But then always whenever I get here, it's always awesome. And I'm always like, I'm so glad I did it. You know, it's just called laziness. Okay, but enough of that. Enough of my whining. I played us two songs from The Organ. So The Organ were a band locally based, comprised of four girls. That's right. Four of them. Katie Sketch was the lead singer, and they're so good. My good friend Deb, she wrote the songs. She's a guitar player, and we heard Brother from the record Grab That Gun, and then prior to that, we heard, I think, my favorite song, Fire in the Ocean. That's such a great song. From their record, Thieves. And then Black Mountain as well in there, with a song, Dragonaut, off of their self-titled record. That was released way back when. I want to say it was like 05 was the first Black Mountain record. Yeah, it's 7:24, folks. Yeah, that is. And we're going to hear some Late Spring. This is the band that won Shindig. Female fronted. I want to say there were four of them, I think, if I remember correctly. They're quality. They're a good local band. And what do we have here? They have a band camp, so check it out. I'm going to play us the song Predator. Predator here from, the band Late Spring, of course. And I don't know if they're playing any shows or not, but you can always, like, you can figure that out. You don't need me. Just Google it. Anyways, the time is 7:24. I'm so exhausted. This is the need to be. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service.
Ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available.
And supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community.
windshield shows every street light, reveals the picture in reverse. Still, it's so much clearer. I forgot my shirt at the water's edge. The moon is low tonight.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was so beautiful. That was You Say Party, We Say Die, and you can find that song. It's a cover of, obviously, R.E.M., and I love that song by R.E.M., off a compilation entitled Drive 15, A Tribute to Automatic for the People. Look at that. Isn't that cool? Yeah, I just discovered it. So there you go. Now You Say Party, We Say Die is a band out of Abbotsford who has since dropped the We Say Die portion of their name due to the untimely death of Devin Clifford. He died actually of an, how does this happen? It's what do they say? Truth is stranger than fiction. He died actually on stage, like at a show. They had just come back from tour in April of 2010. And it seems like yesterday. I remember when that happened, and I was in utter shock. And, like, I was numb for about a day. I mean, I didn't know him. I mean, I'd sort of seen him and whatnot. And, you know, I knew of the band. But just to know that that had happened to anybody. And, you know, we had I had common friends. You know, a lot of people knew him. Sorry, I'm just itching my tattoo. I have a newish tattoo and it's so itchy and it's driving me nuts. Anyways, yeah, horrifying. So anyways, they used to be called, you say party, exclamation point. We say die, exclamation point. And obviously in respect of the fact that one of their members died, they are now just referred to as You Say Party. All right, there we go. Now, prior to that, we heard something very good, really good. Actually, I'm really impressed with it. From the Pack AD, the song is called So What. It's off their new record, and I'm still trying to look up the name of the record, so I'm sorry. And in there before that, we heard the really good song Predator from the local band Late Spring off their new record Invisible. They just recently, well, they were the last Shindig winners, so they won it in, I want to say February, around that point in time. Now the time is 7:39. My name is Anita B, and I am here for only another 21 or so minutes. And what do I have for us now? I'm going back in time. I'm playing a lot of girl music, which is good. And I haven't played this in a while. I'm talking about Metric. I haven't played as Metric lately. You can never go wrong with Metric, and you can never go wrong with this song, which is Monster Hospital. It was kind of like a big hit, but you know, it's still good. It was released like 11 years ago now. I can't believe that. And Metric is a band out of Toronto, but they spent some time, of course, in New York. Yeah. And what else can I tell you about Metric, whatever you don't know? What is her name? The lead singer, Emily Haynes. Beautiful voice. Beautiful voice. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking, and let's hope I stop itching my arm. Let's get on with some music here on my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Right, the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your hold my hands down. the most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season two. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11
9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interview with bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
don't talk to me about simple things. There's no such thing. All a man can build is his vision. And I love my man for trying.
All right, folks, the time is 7:54, and I'm almost out of here. That was from, like, 2003, from the Sub Pop release from the Constantines called Shine a Light. So it's the title track off that record, Shine a Light. So we heard Shine a Light from the record Shine a Light, and I believe it was a Sub Pop release. I'm almost sure. There you go. So that's the information on that. So let me write this down. Shine a Light. Okay, good. Those guys are out of Guelph, in case you didn't know. That's my alma mater. I went to the University of Guelph. Okay, there you go. Now, before that, we heard the band Century Palm, which is a band out of Toronto, and features at least one that I can figure out, maybe more than one, but definitely Petty Clark. She is an ex-Vancouverite, and she was in the band Tough Age, and she's now a Torontonian. And that's it. They were good. I really liked that song we heard, which is called Cold Reflection, off their self-titled first EP. So that was Century Palm. Okay, now the time is 7:55, and McConan is on next. He's going to be on air from 8 until 9. His show is called Mixed Cassette, and he's really awesome. I love McConan, and his stuff is all over the place. It's a well-named show. Okay, now I'm going to leave us with something that is not Canadian because I can. I don't really care. I can play what I want. As long as it is within certain, you know, I don't know, CRTC regulations, I think I'm good. So we're going to head on down to Portland, folks, and listen to the Thermals. You can never go wrong with the Thermals. Thermals. The record is called Now We Can See, and we are going to, speaking of title tracks that I've recently played, hear the title track from that record. This song is maybe one of my favorites. This was released back in 2009, and such a good song. So that should take us right to the end of my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, folks. And it's been a slice. It's been a while since I've been here. My name is Anita B., and that's the deal. So I should be back in 2 weeks, 6:30 until 8, every second Wednesday, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Never knew another man. Yeah, baby, we were nothing. We existed.